Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. Jerusalem Day in Israel is a time for the Jews to celebrate the reunification of this holy city. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest in our Middle East news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Each year the Israelis set aside a day to celebrate the reunification of the city of Jerusalem, which actually took place during the Six-Day War in 1967, when the Jewish state was under attack from all directions. Many claim it was the hand of God that gave Israel the victory in a short-lived war, the Six-Day War, and allowed the Israeli Defense Force to recapture the Temple Mount and reunite the city of Jerusalem after almost 2,000 years. And that's the latest in our Middle East news update. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The Israeli celebration of the reunification of the city of Jerusalem each year on Jerusalem Day is tangible evidence that Bible prophecy has been fulfilled and will be fulfilled in the future. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Israeli officials and many world leaders say it was miraculous how the Jewish people were able to reunite their capital city of Jerusalem during the Six-Day War in 1967. The Israeli Defense Force, led by General Uzi Narkis, entered the old city of Jerusalem via the Lion Gate and went on to the Temple Mount for the first time in 2,000 years. It was at that moment that the Jews realized they had reunified their holy city, and tears of joy were shed even by rough, tough Israeli paratroopers. God promised the Jewish people he would give them Jerusalem, the place where he will dwell among his chosen people, the Jewish people, forever. That's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. That is a prophecy that has been partially fulfilled. The Jews have Jerusalem, but the Messiah is yet to come to dwell among his people. Before Jesus Christ returns to the earth, the city of Jerusalem will be a center of controversy. That's Zechariah 12:2, and a burden to those who want this holy city for their own. That's Zechariah chapter 12 and verse 3. At the end of the 7 years of judgment, called the tribulation period, Jesus will build his temple on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That's Zechariah chapter 1, verse 16, and chapter 6, verse 12, and he will rule and reign from this holy city for 1,000 years. That's Zechariah 6, 13, and 2 Samuel 7. Jerusalem will be the headquarters for the Lord's kingdom here on the earth, actually, forever. And that's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 10 to 16. The celebration of Jerusalem Day every year is indeed tangible evidence that Bible prophecy has been fulfilled and will be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...